Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. You can listen to us in Richmond on 910 The Fan. Check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. So it's funny because I have to do this career day speech. And part of the things that I was going to talk about is kind of how like radio has changed. And Drab gave us this article yesterday, and Drab, maybe you can fill in, but, you know, ChatGPT has become a big thing, and artificial intelligence is becoming a big thing, and I guess there is the thought that AI is going to basically take over radio, but now I think, I don't know enough about FM radio, like music and DJs, but isn't there a lot of that already being done?
Well, I don't know. No, voice tracking is totally
different.
That's
being done by voice tracking.
Right. Yeah.
So like a DJ in Washington, D.C. might be the DJ in Austin and Baltimore. But that's a real live person.
Mm. Right.
What this company called Futuri is doing is they created a software with AI that is individualized with a fake voice to every single market. And you can listen to their pitch here. We pulled the audio.
Futuri is revolutionizing the audio industry with the launch of Radio GPT, the world's first AI-driven localized radio content solution. I can see what's in your music log and talk about the songs or artists on your station. I can see what's happening in your local market right now and talk about it in real time. I am great at teasing and pre-promoting content going into breaks. I can talk about the weather or traffic. I can share news updates and current events relevant to your audience's interests and demographics. I have experience conducting engaging interviews with notable guests and experts. I can give away prizes. I am skilled at creating unique and entertaining breaks that keep your audience engaged and coming back for more.
God bless her. I mean, you know, we'll be dead soon.
Can you have a realistic voice?
Can she covet Jim Larranaga's Lakewood Ranch house in Florida? I don't think so. On the fly? I don't believe so.
Can she come up with who's older?
Yeah, can she come up with a great... She did say she was good at teases and giveaways.
How's she going to do an open line Thursday?
How's she going to do that?
She definitely said she could interact with callers.
Is she going to go to the Cakes Classic? Is she going to be a poker ambassador for Jim National Harbor? I think not.
It's crazy. The AI thing is crazy. It's going to be end up being the end of the world. It's going to kill everybody.
Well, the whole ChatGPT thing.
Can she play girls in football?
That's a tough one.
You know how busted we would have been with ChatGPT? I have a friend who has a kid who apparently used ChatGPT to write a paper.
Trouble.
No, every kid does that,
right? But and he just used it as like almost like we used Cliff Notes back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. And
did he get busted?
And he didn't. He changed all the words and everything.
Still got busted?
Because everything's done on a computer now for a lot of school projects, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's writing out a handwritten essay. And for some reason, the teacher can see your rough draft. So like his rough draft was the ChatGPT thing. And then he basically just used that same format. And then I don't know how much he changed the words, you know, and thought he changed it enough, but the teacher was able to decipher.
Well, I know at Cornell they tell all the students, like, we have all the software to detect all the ChatGPT stuff.
Right.
We're, you know.
Do you know I submitted 27 years of audio to Futuri to come up with Junk's GPT?
Oh, here it comes.
I don't even know what it is.
This is a bit.
So you're this bit. Okay. Paige Spiranak, huge golf influencer. We've had Paige Spiranak on the show how many times? Can you imagine the sensation that she is walking around? You think anybody wants to talk to Billy Hurley when Paige Spiranak is walking around the media center? Paige is the Instagram influencer. Paige, who I am, I'm a Paige guy. I am kind of a Paige expert.
I don't understand. So,
I submitted all the audio, and so those are the segments that ChatGPT spit it out for the junk. I have some more.
All right.
And I've got a parking reservation.
You're worried about parking? Where do you have to be today?
I always worry about parking.
Where do you have to be
today? No, not today. Tomorrow night. I'm taking my kids to a concert in D.C., and I have to have parking. It's very on brand.
Yeah. It's kind of smart AI. Now, this is what Futuri spit out for Jason.
Okay.
It's a good bit.
That's a great bit.
I have more.
Okay.
I mean, it's 27 years of audio.
Man, that's a lot.
If I woke up and the thermostat said 78 when it's hot, Crop Metcalf hooked me up, and I've got kind of this smart thermostat, too, and it leaves a range so that it runs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, when it gets above 72... I get bitter.
It's thermostat talk.
So hold on, is that JP known for his thermostat talk or something?
I think all of us, the show.
You guys love talking about the temperature.
Yeah. I don't show.
And what you leave your thermostat
No, it's just because Jason leaves it inordinately cold.
65.
Because he freezes out his family.
It's a frequent topic.
Hey, it's
fair.
Relatable. Yeah. We try to be relatable.
I think I got one.
Parking and thermostats, they come up a lot.
And I think I got one more.
Apparently a Nashville-based waitress got tipped a single penny.
I gave a small tip there.
I gave 15%.
Tipping.
Tipping
thermostats. Paige Spiranak.
Paige Spiranak.
They are frequent topics.
That's what
you know what, let me add that to my speech today.
I'm shocked there wasn't a weather segment there. Weather.
By
pod.
The way, getting back to the thermostats last night.
Are you being serious?
Being serious. Middle floor, 63.
Oh my God.
Upstairs, bedroom, 65.
It was cold.
Wasn't that cold?
You know what
I had
did
two blankets
night?
And a dog right next to me. Wasn't that cold?
My family's gone. It was just me. My daughter's staying at a friend's because she has to get up early for school. I'm not there.
Right.
I cranked mine up 72.
Oh, there was some cranking.
Wow.
Sure. I don't know if it was a thermostat, though.
Zero cranking.
Really?
Went right to
bed. He was too tired.
Wow.
I did the sauna and a cold shower.
Sauna tired you out.
But yeah. Cake said you're supposed to do it at the same time.
No, that's what Valdez wants to do. That's
I pitched that. I don't know if people actually do that.
It's Valdez's
I don't know.
I don't know how Valdez can sit in there for 20 minutes and not be basically desperate to leave it, though.
Like, feels good.
It feels good after. During, it's somewhat torturous. The last 5 minutes, I do not enjoy.
Could the back to the AI. Could the AI do riveting J.D. McKissick and Cole Holcomb talk?
It might be able
probably
to.
Probably could.
But the fact that J.D. McKissick was released.
Yes.
Did they
we never talked about that.
Mentioned that Cole Holcomb apparently has agreed to a multi-year deal with the Steelers.
Good for him.
So they signed the linebacker that Drabby says is the worst he's
ever
seen.
Was it Cody Barton?
Cody Barton.
He said he loves to run to the wrong hole.
Will's brother.
And
DC loves Bartons. Yeah.
I was hoping
plus Barton Bishop.
They would add to the depth at linebacker, but apparently they're still, you know, going to have just two linebackers, I guess.
Yeah, you don't need more than that.
Barton and Davis. I guess that's the new
NFL. Sounds like a law firm.
No, unless you're playing the Titans, nobody's really running the ball anymore. People are just passing, so you don't need a lot of linebackers.
I mean, I think Holcomb was a decent player, but man, he was grilled by the fans over the years.
I always thought he had no sort of football, but he was asked to do a little too much. He started 48 games here.
Yeah.
You know, he had a nice run. Tip your cap.
I'm happy for him. He gets to go up to Pittsburgh, but it's March 15th. The roster's going to look different. September 15th.
No, I understand, but you were hoping that they were literally adding to it, but it's just kind of like a wash right now. I mean, they'll draft somebody, I'm sure, but
you know how many free agents there are? There's a million free agents right now.
I understand, but you know, it doesn't seem like it's a big emphasis to necessarily.
It might not, but
it
doesn't mean they're not going to add people.
You sleep on David Mayo still on the roster and Dejon Harris.
No, they have a few guys, but they basically play two.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
And didn't they re-sign Hudson?
Yes.
Kalika Hudson, and they did resign.
He's mostly a special teamer.
So it's probably going to be Barton and Davis as your starters, and then Hudson and Mayo your depth.
I agree. Which is
and
basically
like you said, they could draft somebody.
They probably will. I would assume they will. Why can't we get like a Khalil
Mack? Maybe
Jamin
gets better. Jamin made a big leap.
Micah Parsons. He's like the best player in football.
Well, you got to draft that guy.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, we got
16th. Yeah. Where was Parsons drafted?
Like 11 or 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
The same draft as Jamin Davis.
Right.
They didn't pick high enough to get a silly like Micah Parsons.
But maybe Jamin makes another leap. He was way better in year two than year one.
Yeah.
You're probably still out on him?
No, he probably topped out. He's not going to get that much better.
I mean, there's a bunch of linebackers that are available in free agency. Bunch.
Levante
good ones, too.
David is still available now. He's 33.
They're not going to go after any of those guys.
You're probably right, but I'm just saying there are guys available.
If you were a priority, they would have already done it by now.
No,
right?
They're going to wait for a bargain basement type of guy,
yeah.
A cheap guy over the next few days.
I do believe that the way they approach free agency, though, literally almost any position is up for grabs with that first pick now. Whereas before, it was no doubt got to be some line help, you know, probably a tackle. Now they can go anywhere.
The only position that would really surprise me is if they picked a quarterback
right.
at 16.
Right, because
that's the only one that would
shock
me.
There's not
going to
be a quarterback that has a grade of being worthy at 16.
But if
those guys are all going to be gone.
If they picked a tight end, not surprised. Corner, not shocked whatsoever. Offensive lineman, if a good tackle that they love, a young guy that they're not going to pay a bunch of money to is there.
I'd be surprised at RB.
Oh, I'd be borderline enraged if they picked an RB at 16.
So you'd be surprised there.
Though I do like Bijan Robinson. Disclaimer, like me some Bijan Robinson.
He's good. He'll probably go, late first round?
No, he's an all-around guy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a super stud.
I've seen him going, 20 to 23, 25.
Right.
Maybe it goes higher.
Is the McKissick loss a big deal?
He's just been hurt. I mean, if he was healthy, it was great, but he's just been hurt, so... Can't rely on him. Got to move on.
I don't think it's a huge deal. I mean, he had a great skill set catching balls out of the backfield, but Gibby can do that, and you can sign somebody else relatively cheap.
How about Austin Ekeler asking for a trade?
Well, I kind of see both sides of it. He wants to get paid.
Sure.
The Chargers don't want to give a big, huge deal to a 28-year-old running back.
I understand that, but he can produce.
Oh,
that guy's unbelievable.
He scored 18 touchdowns last year.
Guy's unbelievable.
He's a stud, but... I'd have a hard time giving a 28 or 29-year-old a 3 or 4 year deal at running back. I'd like to give that to a guy who's like 25 or 26. I'm an ageist when it comes to running backs.
I mean, 26 and 28. I mean, come on. Not that big of a deal.
It's another.
Not when a guy's scored 18 touchdowns.
I'd be a little reluctant. And I love Austin Ekeler. I just don't know if he's going to have the market that he's expecting.
When's the draft? April what?
It's late April, like late 28th
April.
Or 29th usually.
Usually
I'm going to be so psyched for that. Where's the draft this year? No, it's different every year, right? It's like in Nashville previous years.
Is it L.A.?
Indianapolis?
Is it Indy?
I think it's in Kansas City.
Why is everything in Indy?
I think it might be Kansas City. I knew it was Midwest.
Kansas City?
I think it's in Kansas City.
Kansas City's kind of down. I'm going to Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City, Missouri. Yep. What? April 27th through the 29th.
I wonder when I'm going
to be there. Not Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Missouri.
I think I'm going to be in Kansas City in June, though.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Is it super? Does it get super hot there?
It might not be too bad early January.
It's like here. I mean, it's hot, sticky, and humid during the summer in Kansas City.
I know, but June might not be that bad.
Maybe not.
July, August, different story.
Yeah. You like humidity? You like 91 and 100% humidity? Kansas City's a spot for you.
I'm being hurt in Columbus, Ohio.
I'd rather have 91 humid than what we had yesterday.
Hmm. Cold and windy or 91 and humid?
Yep.
It's a toss-up. Neither one's great.
No. Yesterday was
great. Add this to ChatGPT. Weather talk.
Yeah. Can they talk about the weather the way we do?
Nobody likes 32 degrees, wind chills in the 20s, and 40-mile-an-hour gusts. No. 91 all day long.
Right.
Yesterday was brutal. Brutal.
Well, you weren't outside. You didn't have to deal with it, right? Stayed in.
Thank
your
God.
Your game got canceled.
I went out and checked the field, see how many, mud slots there were.
What time did they cancel it?
In the morning. After the show.
Right after the show.
Should have seen the look on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so happy.
I was very happy.
He was the happiest.
No, that would have been Miz.
There were none, and then he started watering it.
Yeah.
Did you guys have practice?
Like Bull Durham. Bull Durham's rain delay. Right.
Did you do practice?
Practice was at 8 o'clock at night inside. So I was already in bed. That was head coach.
Pretty good assistant coach.
No, that's a head coach responsibility.
No, he knows.
Yeah.
If he's going to have a night practice inside from 8 to 9,
out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
How much
are you getting paid to do that?
As much as I get for my podcast.
Thank you. Exactly.
Your podcast still going?
Yeah, Pickin' Fatties.
We had Vandy Hughes. How come you never talk about it?
It's because
he's not getting paid.
Are you on a heater or are you doing, like, how are you doing on it? What's your lifetime record on the Pickin' Fatties?
Who knows?
You don't have that?
Stop keeping track. We did have Vandy last night in the NIT.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
By the way, do we have Lav up next?
Yeah, yes. How many questions you got for him?
Coach Laviolette.
I don't know. What on earth are you going to ask him?
Just talk about, you know.
It's getting to the Rizzo
some of the new
point.
Guys.
You know what I mean? How I got to Rizzo. Like, what do you ask Riz every week when you just keep losing?
People can tweet us at Junks Radio. You got
we'll
a question.
Use the AI to ask.
ask ChatGPT. What do we ask Coach Lav?
We've got Coach Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Caps. Next, Mark Robert from OAR at 9:40. Keep it here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, wherever you may go. Joining us right now is our pal Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Coach.
Good morning, guys. How
are you
doing?
Hello, Coach. How are you?
Good. You guys?
Quick turnaround for you. Last night in the Garden, you host the Buffalo Sabres at home tonight. So I watched last night's game, and this dumb, untrained hockey eye, watching from my lazy boy, I thought Kemper was really good last night. Like, I thought at the end of the first period, it legitimately could have been 5-1 New York Rangers instead of just 3-1. Like, I thought Kemper played outstanding last night.
Well, that's not a great thing. I guess it's good for him.
Like, What did you think of Kemper and the start for the Caps? It looked like the Rangers were buzzing early, and your guys' intensity caught up in the second and third period with the Rangers.
Yeah, it's pretty good assessment, I think. I think Kemps has been really good for a few games now. He just seems dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
They were – you're right. They came out quicker than us, and we didn't do things fast enough. We didn't – I thought we were just slow moving the puck out of our end and – through the neutral zone, and they were first on puck battles. They were first to space, and so they were just quicker than us in the first. I do think we caught it a little bit in the second and the third, but the damage was done. So Kemps, I thought, was good. You know, he had a lot of action in the first period, and you know, it was just wasn't the start that we were looking for.
All right, so fill us in on Rasmus Sandin. He dressed for the first time, I guess, on Saturday night. What are you seeing in the young player?
Well, he's been really good, like offensively, and he's really good at gaining a little bit of space, finding a little bit of room out there, making a play. He moves the puck well. He's got he really seems to fit into the offensive scheme. And I think him and TVR have been a really good pair. I thought last night in the first period, everybody struggled a little bit. And again, just with regard to, you know, how quick we did things and we got caught. But for the most part, that pair has been really good, and he's been really good. So offensively, he's been on point, and I think he's done a really good job defensively as well so far.
Yeah, what is his nickname?
So I asked him this question. So his nickname is, you got your choice, Raz. Sandy. Mm-hmm. Or Sandman.
Oh, Sandman's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's kind of distinctive.
Is he Sandman?
Too.
Yeah.
Love it. Like that Sandman. Line.
What is Alex Alexiev or whatever his name is? He's Alex to me. What do you guys call him?
That's a good one, too.
Just Al. Maybe double
you
A.
You call him Al.
Or Lexi?
Al, I think.
No, it's not.
Lexi kind of sounds like a girl's name.
That's true. Lexi
to
Thompson.
Be honest. Coach, during the broadcast, getting back to Sandin for a second, Mark Messier commented that I guess you had a discussion with him pregame that sometimes defensemen, it takes a little time for them to acclimate and assimilate with the team. But with Sandin, he's, like you said, he's hit the ground running. No real adjustment time for him.
Well, you know, what I was talking to Mark before the game is a lot of times when you get traded somewhere, you know, you have a foundation in place and it's, you know, you're trying to work in that new piece. And somebody, not in this scenario, but at times when you get traded to a team, you might have been playing 23 minutes, and then on your new team, you go in there and you find out that you're not on the first penalty kill. You're only playing 14 minutes, and it takes a minute to figure out how to play that role or fill in for what it is that they picked you up for. When we picked up Rasmus, we were short D. And then we had a couple of big injuries on top of that. And so there was lots of room for him to come in and really try to play a ton of minutes. And so I think a couple games ago, two games prior to that, he played in the 27-minute range. And then he ends up getting a season high, maybe a career high of 29 minutes. And that's just because he was playing well and the way the games went, and I thought he did a really good job coming in and taking those minutes and playing really well inside of him. So it was almost the reverse of what can happen at times once you get traded to a team. There was a need for him to be out on the ice, and we gave him the minutes, and he did a really good job.
Coach, you touched on TVR a couple minutes ago. He gets a new deal, 3 years, yeah. AAV of $3 million. He's a durable guy. I don't think he's missed a game all season. Notched a career high in points this year. Nice to see him get rewarded.
It is, you know, the first year, you know, when we had, he was part of seven NHL defensemen, and you know, he ended up biding some time and waiting for his opportunity. And when he did, he came in really well. And so there was a 2-year extension, you know, that was waiting for him. Inside of that 2-year extension, he set a career high last year for points, and then he topped the career high this year in points, and he's just played really well. He's one of those guys that's a real professional, very low maintenance player. You know, you don't have to have a lot of meetings with him about his game or what's going on, and he's played extremely well for us. And again, especially this year with, you know, what's going on in the back end, he's been a really constant player. And this, for me, this contract was really well deserved. He earned this. He's a great teammate, great player. And we're happy to have him under contract for 3 years.
So, Coach, what's the mentality of you and the rest of your staff when you just look at the standings and the points, and you're about 5 or 6 points out of the last playoff spot, unless I'm wrong on that. I think 5 or 6.
No, I mean, listen, yeah. Last night we missed an opportunity to climb up.
Right.
You know, that's what,
right.
In hindsight, like, you know, we lose the game, we lose our 2 points, but other teams that are around us, they ended up losing as well. And so that was an opportunity to jump the standings, and it didn't. So you take it as a reset. You know, we didn't gain the ground we wanted. We didn't necessarily lose the ground either. And so today's a big game against Buffalo. This is a team that's right around us in the standings. And, you know, it's one of those games that can move a 4-point direction. So it's a big game. That's the way we're approaching it right now. Like, we play the Islanders 2 more times. We play Buffalo. We play Florida. We play Pittsburgh. Like, we're playing the teams that are around us. We got to win some hockey games.
So what do you do, Coach? Like you said, you thought it was kind of a sluggish start, right? Do you do something different today? Like, what's going to be different? Like, in your preparation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think every game is, you know, I don't think every game leads into the next. And so I do think that the Islanders, we played well. I think we started well, too. There's a little bit of them. They came out and we got caught on a bounce in the offensive zone, and they scored a goal, and then they had a power play. So, you know, the shots were 4-1 or 4-2, 5-2 for the Islanders, and they had a 1-0 lead. But I think we were ready to play right from the start. It just, when you get the break early and then you get a power play on top of it and you're in the offensive zone, you feel like you're pinned in a little bit. But I thought that the Islander game, we were good throughout. And so we've got to find a consistent 60 minutes today, make sure we're ready to go.
Any update on Ovi's health? He had to miss yesterday, and that dude loves playing at Madison Square Garden. So, like, he doesn't take missing that game lightly. Any update on Ovi?
He doesn't take missing any game lightly. Yep. I mean, Alex is a guy that wants to play in every game, and you know, if he's capable, he will. And so last night, you know, the decision was made that he's not capable. And so we'll see where he's at today. I mean, he came to the rink yesterday in preparation to play, and we ended up not going down that road. So we'll see today. We haven't seen him yet. Nobody's gotten eyes on him yet this morning to see where he's at. And so as we get together here and get ready for the game tonight, we'll start to find out where he's at.
Coach.
And Sonny, for that matter, too.
Mm-hmm. Quick golf clap for the nice agility from Matt Irwin on the Abe Kubel goal last night, leaping over the wrister that was headed straight for his groin, and he helped set a screen so Igor couldn't see the puck.
Wow.
It was great all the way around.
That's self-preservation.
It was really nice.
For who, Matty?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matty's he's been hot lately. He's, you know, it's dad's trips, his dad's on the trips. So that's always nice when you you play well when your dad's here. But Matty's, he's been on a little bit of a run offensively here lately.
By the way, the swing of emotions from the Abe Kubel goal, I was like, yes, let's go. Tied the game. And then 20 seconds later, I said the F word out loud in front of my wife, like at a pretty high level.
I bet you coached
like,
it, too.
Under your breath, did you let go an F-bomb last night?
Yeah. Those are it's tough when when you're in a game and you're fighting back, you're trying to climb into things, and you get there, you tie it up, or you get a lead, and you're working your way back in. And then that quickly, I mean, those swings inside of a game are tough, and certainly not what we wanted to do, but they're a little harder to take because it's so quick just to get to where you want it to go or get going in the right direction, and then it comes back the other way pretty quick. Those ones are tough.
Coach, I'm a clearly Caps biased. I thought there was a little bit of pro Rangers bias on the first goal, the first Zibanejad goal, where he hit like a knuckler that went past Kemper. It was a nice setup. I can't remember who passed him the puck. I think it was maybe Tarasenko gave him the puck, and
Tarasenko gave it to him. Zibanejad's, he's a high-end player. He made a really good move. I mean, we had coverage there, and what he did is he just stopped and he backed up. You know, they were all kind of moving towards the net, and he didn't continue to move. He hit the brakes and he backed up 2 feet. Tarasenko made a nice pass, and you're right, it was kind of a fluttering knuckleball.
Yeah, I thought Mark Messier was fawning over it a little bit, but he's a Ranger, so I kind of get it. I understand. He has that liberty.
I didn't hear it, so.
Understood.
Do you ever go back and listen to things that announcers say?
God, no.
Not usually. I mean, we watch the game the next day, but usually without commentary.
Right.
How often do you skip it and not watch it?
Rarely. Yeah, rarely. I mean, if there's a game where we played really well and we're done playing that opponent for the year and we've got a game the next day or we've got to get moving on to the next. I mean, it happens so quick. You think about the game last night. And so we're already dialing in on Buffalo here this morning. So it happens. It happens really quick. The turnover. It's not like you play Sunday and then you play again on Thursday. And now those are the only 2 days that you play when you have more time to go backwards on a game. So we always do. We do on division games. We do on opponents that are coming up. Anybody that we're playing again. Anytime there's issues in the game, we always go backwards. But there's the odd game that we just push it aside and get ready for the next one.
Well, Coach, now you have the option of watching two different sets of film. You could watch the actual humans playing in the game last night or the animated version that was played last night. How did that work out tech-wise? Were the players, like, were they chipped up? Do you have any idea of what was going on there?
I know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about, though.
I wonder if the players...
I watched the one game last night. They seemed to be real to me, the players.
Right.
And I did watch our game last night again on the plane, and they seemed to be real again.
Right.
I'm not sure about the animation part.
No. Well, Coach, I'll say you don't have to. Tonight's a must win.
Oh, thanks, guys. I agree with you 100%. I think everybody realized that we got a team right around us in the standings.
Yep.
Like I said, we're still pushing here. You know, the Islanders are two times out there for us. Buffalo and Pittsburgh. So we got games that we gotta play and we gotta do well. This is one of them.
Yes, sir.
They're not waving the white flag.
Certainly not.
They're still grinding.
All right, Coach. We're pulling for you tonight.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
talk to you next week. Okay.
See ya.
Take care, buddy. Thank you.
I'm sure he watches the animated version of the game.
I thought it was awesome.
You did?
A lot of people were watching it.
There were little clips of the animation interspersed with the real game. And, I mean, the technology's fine, but it's for 10-year-olds.
You had texted.
Well, you know all the players' kids were watching it.
Well, sure.
You had texted to watch, you know, Disney Plus.
Just for a few minutes, yeah.
Understood. I'm not sure I mean, I have ESPN Plus. Is that the same?
Like, you should have a bundle then. You should have Hulu, ESPN Plus, Disney Plus.
I definitely don't have
Hulu.
If
you did the bundle.
If you bundled. If you're a smart bundler, you have it.
I don't think I'm a smart bundler.
Yeah, you got to be a smart bundler.
I don't think I'm a smart bundler. In fact, I'm certain I'm not a smart bundler.
I think
bundler.
I'm kind of a dumb bundler because at one point I think I was double paying for like HBO Max. And I cut that off.
I think I'm double
quickness.
Paying for Netflix. I'm pretty sure I'm double paying for Netflix.
You need to shore up that life leak.
Pretty sure.
Need to take care of that.
Nip I have no bone. Idea
for some
what
reason,
I'm paying
the
for.
Menu on the main TV for Netflix looks totally different than the menu on the other TV.
Might want to look into that.
You know what I mean? Like where it says Dina, Eric, or whatever. It's totally different.
Right.
I think we got two different accounts rolling.
Well, I text you what you had on your.
You texted
Netflix.
Me.
I text you.
Yeah.
3 days ago, he texted
me. Good
text
joke.
You and you know, I told you exactly what you're paying for.
He's saying that because my wife, she refuses to use texted. She always says text. So and so texts me, and I go, no, texted you. She insists that text is fine. And it makes me crazy. It's a pet peeve.
Say I was looking at an old text and he texted me 5 days ago.
Yeah, that makes
that.
Me crazy. Makes me crazy.
Sure, I can tell.
You should have seen him during the break.
It just makes me crazy.
He has a long fuse.
Yeah.
But now I know that really bothers him. So anytime I do text him, I'm going to say, Cakes text me that you're an idiot. You know what really makes me crazy? Cold weather.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
sure.
Spring is coming.
It is.
All right? It's going to feel like
spring. Doesn't feel like it right now.
It's going to feel like spring soon, I promise you. And there's no better time for a clean start. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to upgrade, Van Meter has the perfect home for you. With brand-new communities blooming all across Northern Virginia, you can find a new single-family home, townhome, or condo designed with you in mind. It's time to get growing and build your dream home with Van Meter. Visit vanmeterhomes.com today. And you can explore your options and take the first step towards your new beginning. That's vanmeterhomes.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, wherever you may be. Join us right now is our pal Mark Roberge, lead singer of OAR. He's got the Ocean Calling concert. He's going to fill us all in. It's in Ocean City, September 29th through October 1st. Good morning, Mark.
My guys.
How are you, buddy?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Good to hear from you, man.
What's the average wake-up time for a rock star? He is a family man, too.
He's
what is your average wake-up time?
Like non-touring part of your schedule, because we know that can gentlemen, be different.
Gentlemen, today I slept in till 6:50. Mm-hmm. I am currently in the office of my kids' elementary school. They have just finished their dance recital, and I am in the back of the office because they're so nice to let me do it. So, yeah, I slept in till 6:50. I'm up early every day. And, you know, even on tour, we're up early. I'm just not as early.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, those hit songs are not going to write themselves while you're sleeping until, like, 10 or 11 a.m. You got to get up.
Those days are over.
You got to grind.
Hey, could you get ChatGPT to write a hit song?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yo, God, don't even mention that. The worst. No, I'm up, man, every day. Drop the kids, go straight to the studio, make stuff all day, come home and just try to you know, man, just try to stay creative, stay fun. But that AI stuff is never gonna replace, I don't think, the you know,
well,
the good
hope.
That you
it's
guys
the end
are
of
doing.
The world. If it is, it's the end of the world as we know it. So
Mark, yeah, you might as well just stay inside.
Hey, somebody wrote a song called that.
Yeah.
We were pumped to see Ocean's Calling coming back because we know all the hard work you and the other artists put into putting it out last year, and
then weather
came in and just knocked the whole thing out. But you guys came back strong with the lineup. I think it was released yesterday or the day before. Tell us about the lineup. Tell us about all the work behind it, putting this thing together.
Yeah, how involved are you in it, Mark?
Man, we started working on this in 2020, okay? So we got on the horn. We have an amazing partner, this dude, Tim Sweetwood. He works with a company called C3. And he literally said, hey, let's create something for Maryland. So we're involved from the beginning, every step of the way. This is a person, he can make it. He's a make it happen type person, right? So we can come up with some ideas. And he's like, look, I'm going to show you how to do it. And their experience, their ability is unmatched. They make Lollapalooza and, you know, Shaky Knees, Innings Festival, See Here Now. And this is our opportunity to make it represent Maryland. So the planning went on for a long time. You know, you remember we were on the air last year talking about Junk's Island, coming on down there, having a party. We had to come back with a big lineup. We had to come back with something bigger and badder. And I really feel like this lineup is robust. It's got something for everybody. And look, all these artists are going to come to Maryland, the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and they're going to want to come back because it's going to kill. I'm very excited and thankful that we have even any involvement, but we're lucky to be along every step of the way.
I mean, I'm just going to give a few of the artists each day. Friday, headliners are Jack Johnson and Alanis Morissette, and on the second line is OAR should be on the first line, but you guys are on the second line there along with Third Eye Blind. Okay, that's just a sampling of Friday. Then Saturday, John Mayer's a headliner. Mm. Incubus is there. Sheryl Crow, Jimmy Eat World, amongst others on Saturday. And the closer Sunday, the Lumineers are headlining. Weezer is on the second line there. Yep. And you're doing a special set, an OAR and Friends set. So you guys are double dipping Friday and Sunday. So that's pretty awesome.
I got to tell you, Mark, my daughter called me yesterday, and she loves, absolutely loves the driver era. Loves him.
Yes. Yes.
You don't know how many college kids, high school and college mm-hmm. kids, love the driver era.
Loves the Lumineer.
I'm telling you, the history of the driver era, they come from that. There used to be a group called R5. It's this Lynch family, and they're amazingly
Ross
talented.
Lynch. He was like a Disney actor.
She knows Ross. Yeah, oh, they're great, man. Yep. And I'm so excited that there's folks, like, there's artists there that my little niece is calling me going, man, Noah Kahn, you know? And so we're spanning generations. We're really trying to show that you can bring the family down. You can come down with your buddies. Whatever version of festival works for you, this is the place to be. I think it really competes, and it's really going to be a lot of fun. And Junk's Island, again, let's do it, man. Let's make something fun.
I love it. But who are these people? You've been around so long. I'm sure you've met so many people and worked with so many people through the years. Are any of these artists, like, have you met John Mayer before? Have you ever performed with John Mayer? Like, what you know, who are you excited to meet and maybe even perform with?
Man, I'll tell you, we've been so lucky. I remember graduating college in May of 2001, and the next weekend we were on tour opening for Kid Rock. But within that same little tour, we were at Music Midtown in Atlanta, and this guy, they said, hey, can this dude come up and play guitar with you? And it was John Mayer, and he came up and played, and we knew John was from Connecticut, but really spent a lot of time in Atlanta. And then from that point on, we went on tour together with Maroon 5, OAR, and John Mayer, and that was like our first foray into touring together. So we all kind of came up in the same world. We saw them rocket ship to fame. Maroon 5 and John both stayed amazing, great people, and we share a lot of the same business folks. So along the way, you do get to meet folks and watch their journey, and you can only hope that one day you get to work together again, or you do cross paths. You'll be in Australia at something, and you'll see somebody you toured with 10 years ago, and that's your day. So this is a small community. We all kind of like have seen and head nodded each other walking through hallways and stairwells, but at this moment, we're able to kind of utilize all those relationships, bring everyone together for a good time, and hopefully people make some new friends with these younger bands. And
right.
Kind of just that's the goal of the OAR and Friends set, bring in even some more artists that aren't even on the bill, and plus some that are already on the bill, and just put them together. And I saw Questlove do it at Bonnaroo years ago. He had a jam. We said, you know what? I want to do that. I want to play cover songs. I want to make this an exciting moment every year. Maybe we dress in costume. Maybe we do some fun stuff. Who knows? You know, it's just kind of open to interpretation, and it's based on relationships. So to answer your question, everyone kind of knows each other, but everyone's down to make some new friends too.
It's a lock that Barstool Nate's going to be shaking the tambourine with you guys there at some point. I mean, there's no chance he's not going to be there.
I'll tell you, Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan, has been the catalyst for so many good things we're doing. Pup Punk, who's playing on the bill, they're the Barstool band. Nate, that was his idea. The show I'm doing with Barstool, that was Nate's idea. I mean, dudes, Eric's a really smart dude. So, yes, he will be up there hitting that tambo because that's his job, you know? Hey.
Drab also brought up that Robert Irvine, a world-famous chef, Amanda Freitag, also going to be there. So there will be a food element to it. Fill us in on that.
Yeah, so years ago, we had the opportunity of just starting to be exposed to the amazing culinary, the chefs, these rock stars who are out there touring. I go to their shows. I work with Robert, work with all different chefs through the years. But one thing I was exposed to is that the fact that their world is kind of a little more rock and roll than ours.
Really?
So food service, I mean, your callers call in, that, you know, people have fun out there in food. So we thought, let's bring it in. Let's bring an element. We're going to try to infuse the East Coast flavors into what they're doing. And that's the challenge, is bring someone like Robert Irvine in who can, you know, festival impossible, you know what I'm saying? Like, make this thing taste good. And he's going to do a great job. And our friends Justin Leonard and everyone at his group are providing those chefs. And we're going to have Jason Biggs coming. My man Jason Biggs is going to come and host the culinary experience because he's funny as hell and he knows food and we're all friends. And it's just, it fits, man. It just works.
Dude, it's amazing how far you come. We got less than a minute. I just wanted to point out on Twitter, of a revolution, you guys do the Throwback Thursdays, and the picture of you guys at Fatty's in Rockville 1993.
Love it.
He's wearing flip flops on stage.
I was going to say that was the last time I wore flip flops.
That's funny. You can't do that. But you got to be able to move around, not worry about tripping on stage. It's big.
No, you know, you used to run in that public pool and you're running in your flip flops and boom, flips over. Big toe gets scraped, and that was it for me. You can't have that at a show.
We got to run. It is the Ocean Calling concert in Ocean City this fall, September 29th through October 1st. Always love having you on, man. Best of luck.
We'll continue
success.
To promote it, buddy. Thank you.
All I can say is the Junks Forever. You guys are the greatest. We love you to death. Legendary. Thank you for everything.
My friend.
Thank you.
It's mutual. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mark. Later.
Always great to have Mark Robert
on the show.
Yeah. We got to get out of here. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.